The problem about the origin of clockwork is a wonderful example of a great problem in the story, which is, does technology or does culture come first? Is it that, first of all, people work out a good way of measuring time regularly, and then gradually culture becomes fascinated by timekeeping and clock watching? Or is it rather the other way around, which I think is what I think, that first of all in the Christian West, in the 1100s and 1200s, you have a very pervasive sense of the temporal order of God's creation. Within the monasteries, for example, the need to respect that order, to obey the canonical hours of the church, to pray at the right times, that is prior. And devices which can organize time, divide it up, and give some kind of regularity to an otherwise chaotic existence, then fit into the felt need of the culture for those kinds of ways of timekeeping, mechanical or non-mechanical. But tangled up with that is the idea that perfect time is represented by the heavens. And therefore devices which can be built in order to represent the orderly motion of the moon, the planets, and the stars around our Earth will be devices which in a certain sense take part in divinity. They will be treated with honor and awe. And many of the early mechanical clocks that are either described or survived are clearly devices designed to represent here on Earth the way the heavens move and to show to believers that God is a kind of omnipotent and omniscient clockmaker. And certainly some of the most heroic devices are clearly machines designed to show the way the heavens work and to show how temporally orderly they are, and therefore to show that if we want to imitate God, we have to live our lives by the hours that he has designed and shows us in the sky.